happens every day. You see a guy run into shul, middle of mincha, everyone's in their silent Shmon Esrei. What does the person do? He comes in, and he just dives right into Shmon Esrei. Doesn't look around, jumps right into Shmon Esrei. Question is that permitted? Is that the right thing to do? Or does he need to first do an evaluation of the situation? The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, says, Am Rav Huna Hanichnas Beis HaKnesses, Umatza Tzibur Shemispalim, Im Yochel Haskel, Uligmar Adshu Yegi Shatz, Umodim Yispal, Vimlav Al Yispal. The Gemara says, if you run into Shul and you see the Tzibur is davening, and if you're able to catch up to them before the Shliach Tzibur gets to Modim, then you're allowed to start davening. Otherwise, you have to wait until the Shliach Tzibur gets up to Modim. In other words, he starts his Chazar Shashatz and then goes all the way to Modim. Then you're allowed to daven. However, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi argues and he says, Im Yochel Lahaskel V'ligmar Atro Yigia Shatzel Kedusha Yispalo. He says, as long as the Shliach Tzibur can get up to Kedusha, as long as you can catch up, rather, to the Shliach Tzibur, you catch up to the Chazan before it reaches Kedusha, then you're allowed to start. Otherwise, you have to wait. And we, of course, Paskin like this second opinion, that Kedusha is the main focus. And in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Tes Aleph, Paskin this way, if you enter into a shul, Nichnas or Beis HaKnesses, and you find that the Tzibur is davening, you have to survey the situation. See, am I going to be able to catch up? Can I overtake the Chazan before he gets up to Kedusha? In other words, if everyone is in their private Shmon Esrei, and you could daven faster than them and take over the Chazan, go ahead of the Chazan before he starts Chazar Sashatz or before he really gets to Kedusha, then you're allowed to daven. Otherwise, you're not supposed to daven, you're supposed to wait until the Chazan finishes Kedusha and then you start your Shmon Esrei. In fact, the Raman Kuftes Aleph says same thing for Hakel HaKadosh and Shomea Tefillah, that really you have to wait, you know, to start your Shmon Esrei until the Shliach Tzibur is past Shmaya Tefillah. So in other words, if you run into Shul, wait, you see they're about to start Chazar Shatz, you wait, then you wait till even Shmaya Tefillah, the Chazan in Chazar Shatz does Kedusha, even Shmaya Tefillah, then you're allowed to start your Shmon Esrei. Pretty uncontroversial, pretty clear halacha, that's how we paskin. The tougher situation is, let's say, you are very frum. You got to shul on time. You started on time. Everything is fine. The problem is you like to have a long Shmon Esrei. And you know that your Shmon Esrei is going to go on for 12 minutes. And the Chazan, the time he starts Kiddush, is only going to be 4 or 5 minutes into, you know, your Shmon Esrei. In other words, by the time the Chazan gets up to the Kiddusha, you're still going to be in your Shmon Esrei. Are you allowed to daven or not with the Tzibur, or do you have to wait until they have their Shmon Esrei? You answer Kedusha, and only then are you going to start your Shmon Esrei. So the Bir Halacha is mistapik about this, and he says in Kuftes Aleph, he's mistapati in Miderch Tivo, Laharach Bitfila, Venu Yochel, Asayimad Kedusha, in Mutar Lahaschel. He says he's not sure. Are you allowed to daven in this Shmon Esrei? Because on one end, you would want to bring a proof from this Shulchan Aruch that we just said, that you're supposed to wait until here Kedusha. But this case is different than our good friend who ran right into Shul. That guy, our friend that ran right into Shul late, he was late. Maybe he gets penalized. But this person who started Shmon Esrei with you, maybe he doesn't get penalized. The Mishnah Berurah leaves it at Tzarech Iyun. Okay. However, if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, he answers up this question. The Aruch HaShulchan in Kuftes Hey, he says no. First of all, he said he never heard of this concept that people don't do this. People come into shul, they start Shmon Esrei with the Chazan, but they know they're going to daven a long Shmon Esrei, and they just start with the Chazan, and they miss Kedusha day in and day out. He says, what's pshat? So he says, two answers. Answer number one, you could say, well, that's why we wait for the rabbi. The rabbi maybe has the longest Shmon Esrei, and by waiting for the longest Shmon Esrei, that's going to enable everyone in the community to finish their Shmon Esrei, and this way they'll hear Kedusha. And everybody says that doesn't really work, because sometimes the rabbi davens faster, etc. It's not always the best Eitzah. So the best aid, so he says it must be, the pshat is that we don't penalize such a person. We only penalize the guy who comes in late. He has to wait. He like lost his opportunity to daven b'tzibur. He has to wait to hear kedusha. But the person who's starting with the tzibur, he just is very frum and he's davening along Shmona Esrei. So therefore, him, we don't penalize him. He is allowed to daven together with the tzibur, even if he's going to end up missing kedusha. And that's how the Aruch HaShulchan paskins. Interestingly, the Oz Nibru in Chelek Ches Simen Mem Aleph asks a tough middle ground question. Let's say a person got to shul on time. He just is davening Shema very slowly. So he's going to start Shemon Esrei later than the Tzibur, but it's not because he was negligent. It's simply because he had a lot of kavana throughout the whole davening. So does he get penalized or not? So the Oz Nidru says, no, he shouldn't get penalized. If the whole reason why we're penalizing the guy who came in late is because he was late, if someone was there the whole time, davening with the tzibur, he just is davening slower, he should not get penalized, and he is allowed to start together with the tzibur. And no, if he misses kedusha, he misses kedusha. It's not his problem. Final question is, so what about, let's say, a person who comes in late, and he heard this chabura, so now he knows he's not supposed to start Shmon Esrei, because the shliach tzibur is about to start Chazar Sashatz, so he's supposed to wait it out. But should he wait it out till he finishes, till the chazan finishes kedusha, or is it better for him to start with the chazan and to do miwa b'miwa? So if you look at the Ramah in Kuf Tes Beis seems to say that lechachila he should wait it out. He should wait till the shliach tzibur does. He should wait till the shliach tzibur, you know, gets up to kedusha, or possibly even kel kadosh, and maybe even shmei tefillah according to some. And he should then start a Shmon Esrei afterwards, but he should not do miwa b'miwa with the chazan. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Osiyah Daud argues, he brings from the Eliyahu Rabbah and others that says, afilu lechadchila mutar lahaslu im hashliach tzibur b'shava. He's mutar even lechadchila, you're allowed to, you know, daven with, you know, daven, even lechadchila, you would be allowed to daven together with the tzibur, and you do not need to daven together with the shliach tzibur, and you do not have to wait in this situation to after kedusha. You could just daven together with the shliach tzibur. Now, interestingly, what's this based upon? So the Gris Moshe and Gimel Tes seems to indicate the reason why is because this tefillah that you're davening miwa b'miwa is not even considered a tefillah b'tzibur. It's better than a tefillah b'yechidus, but it's not necessarily the full status of a tefillah b'tzibur. However, if you look at the Dirshu notes on Kuf Tes Beis, you'll see that Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he calls this a tefillah b'tzibur. Again, something further to think about. Interestingly, if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, we'll end with this, is that the Aruch HaShulchan happens to say that this Ramah is out of place. And this Ramah commenting that lechadchila you should wait till after Kedusha is really going on Sif Gimel, which is a different halacha. But therefore, seemingly agreeing that the Ramah would agree with the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore, ideally, you can start Mila B'Mila with the Chazan. Shkoyach.